Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant, Danny, 1067, the fan, Ross Tucker, spins us around the NFL at 1130. Love listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. 1230, Dan Fouts, who's on the call of Steelers-Ravens, is on the show. And at 1 o'clock, we'll talk fantasy football with Andy Behrens of Yahoo Sports. That Steelers-Ravens game is suddenly very intriguing, both coming off bad losses. The Ravens had the biggest dud of any team in the league this past weekend. They were 2-0. And because the game was in London, maybe you could chalk it up to just a fluke.
It was weird.
But the Steelers lost to the Bears.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They didn't go to London. They went to Chicago.
And they've been dealing with more turmoil and tough questions and fan blowback than any other team with all of the national anthem unity things that went on this past weekend, because they had a situation where they decided as a club not to come out of the locker room. Then one of their players, who was active military a few years ago, decided that he couldn't do that, and he made the decision by himself to come out of the locker room and stand just outside the tunnel. So he's got the number one selling jersey in the NFL. The rest of the team is being vilified by their fan base. They got adults burning jerseys and season tickets and saying they hate the Steelers now.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin saying we're not into politics. I mean, they're a mess right now.
Writing letters to the MMQB and another stuff. I don't know, man. It is a sticky wicky. But, yeah, so all of a sudden that game matters. So Dan Fouts is on that call. It's one of those AFC North things that everybody loves to over-talk about, and they get excited. Those Pittsburgh-Baltimore games where it was like 7-4. Everyone loves them for some reason, and like all the old school football guys shout. I'm kind of going, yeah, this isn't that entertaining. It's actually sloppy, a lot of holding calls and tons of defense and punting.
We told you we had a big Nationals announcement to make just after 10:30.
We did say that.
It is now just after 10:30, and here is your announcement. We told you it was playoff related. A couple of things to tell you. First of all, we will be doing pregame shows 90 minutes before Charlie and Dave come on the air, before each Nationals game in the division series and throughout the postseason.
That is something that we have done in the past. We've been fortunate enough to do that. We'll be able to do that again this year. The Nationals, normal game broadcast for the radio will take place, but as you said, special in addition to your normal Grant and Danny content, extra 90 minutes go through the matchups, lineups, key moments, decisions, all those other kinds of things to get you set for the game. So if you're coming to the ballpark, give your boys a listen.
Friday, game one, we'll be at the ballpark getting you ready. Friday, game one, hopefully a Nationals victory leads to a chance at a 2-0 lead for game two, and we'll be at Nationals Park again doing that pregame show. Those are the things that have happened in the past.
That's normal. That's good.
Here's the big announcement. We now know that the Nats will be playing the Chicago Cubs in the Windy City. Your boys, Grant and Danny, will be going to Chicago to follow the Washington Nationals.
Here we go.
For game three and game four. Doing our show, this very show, the Grant and Danny radio program.
This one.
On the road in Chicago from Wrigley Field for the third and fourth games of this beautiful series ahead. And we will also be providing that pregame show for you from the Wrigley Plaza. So, Grant and Danny in Chicago. You think we're not going to be talking all Nats all the time during the Redskins bye week when we're on the road in Chicago? Plus, the pregame show that we'll be doing for 90 minutes will be live from Wrigley as well. We're really excited about it. We got to thank everyone and our staff that made it happen.
Absolutely.
Our boss, Chris Kiner. This is the first time in several playoff appearances for the Nationals that we've sent a show on the road, and it's something that we're really excited about. But just so you guys know, in the past, we've always covered the Nats all season long as a station, your flagship, on Better Than Anybody. As a show, we will continue to own this team in the postseason, and we will be the only show in D.C., I'd be willing to bet, that is following them around city to city throughout the playoffs.
I would wager. So if you're going to Chicago, come hang out. If you know people in Chicago who like the Nationals, spread the word. Let them know we want high fives in red.
That's a great point, by the way. I guarantee there are some Nats fans that are going to go to Chicago.
It's an easy flight.
So easy. I booked a flight last night that, or I looked up flights, I should say. I didn't book. But that were 150-some bucks if you just want to go for the day and you don't want to bring luggage. You know, these new deals where you just get a suite package because you don't have to bring any luggage or anything. It's like $139 to get to Chicago, get yourself a hotel, crash with a buddy, whatever you're going to do. But come hang out with us. We'll be in Wrigleyville, hanging out at sports bars for a couple of days, I'm sure. Kick it with the show. Go to the game. Watch the Nats beat the Cubs. Potentially, they'll wrap up the series in Chicago for all we know.
The dream I have about
that. If not, they're coming back for a Game 5 here, and we'll be at Nats Park, obviously, as well.
Just hypothetical day plan. Let's say, for the sake of argument, the Nationals and the Cubs are going to play an afternoon tilt. You decide, you know what? Work sounds kind of dumb today. It's a beautiful fall day. I'm going to get a flight out of National, and I'm going to Chicago. I land. I get a deep dish pizza. I go hang out with your boys, Grant and Danny. High five them. Watch the game from a sports bar. Fly back home. That is a baller afternoon. You could do something like that. You could do that. You have the ability to move freely. This is America.
I do wonder, how many Nats fans do you think make that trip? Because if it was over a weekend, it would be way easier. Let's say, for whatever reason, the schedule just aligned, so Friday was game 3, Saturday was game 4. I could definitely see people taking off work Friday, flying up Thursday night, Friday morning, getting there for those two games.
Power move.
Because they fall on a Monday and a Tuesday, it's going to really water down and whittle down the number of Nats fans that are there. But I'll bet you they're going to be really well represented.
I bet you they will too, especially for Washingtonians or people that are, you know, from in and around this area who live in Chicago. I was telling TK earlier that I had, at one point in my life, I'd say a dozen friends that lived in the greater Chicago area. Just through matriculation and other things, they've all moved to different spots, whether it's New York, San Francisco, back here to D.C., or Denver, points beyond. But at one point, it was a hub. That's one of those cities that's just like D.C., where we always go, it's a transient town. Well, you want to talk transient cities? Chicago is one, dude. There'll be some Nats fans.
Absolutely. The matchup is the Nats and the Cubs. We have known that for about 12 hours now, because formally and officially, the Cubs won the NL Central last night. I didn't realize that they're going to the playoffs for the third straight year.
Three straight?
For the first time since before 1910. That's crazy to think about.
That is nuts.
But that's what they're doing. They won the division. They're back in the playoffs. They're the defending World Series champions. And they are not the juggernaut that they were at this time last year. However, they're still a tough out. And they're still going to be a very difficult and arduous opponent for the Washington Nationals. They got a pitching staff that, when it's right, Kyle Hendricks led the league in ERA last year. John Lester, very high paid because he's one of the best lefties in the sport. Jake Arrieta has won a Cy Young Award recently in the National League and has thrown no hitters. Jose Quintana, traded from the Chicago White Sox to the Cubs, is as talented a fourth starter as there is around baseball when they've got their rotation lined up the way they want it to be. So they can be the kind of team good enough to knock the Nats out. They got 2-1 a World Series last year for a reason. They're not the same as they were. And the Nats are going to be the favorites going into this series, which hasn't meant a whole lot for them.
No, it hasn't.
But we'd love to get your thoughts. First time we've really had a chance to talk Nationals-Cubs with you. Just your first reactions to this series. As of last night, we now know it is the Cubs. What thoughts do you have? What do you think? 800-636-1067. I'd also love to hear from anybody who's going to be going to Chicago.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Chicago. Who's coming with us?
Anybody going to Chicago? Anyone going?
Anyone want to eat some buffalo wings in Wrigleyville?
They got deep dish pizza there. You can eat it.
I think there's a rule that when the Nats are in the playoffs and you're on the road following them, you're allowed to cheat on whatever program you're on.
That is a fact. We can ask Wadsona later if she thinks that's okay.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Wadsona about that. If the Nats are playing the Cubs, who are the defending champions, and we're being sent to Chicago to represent Washington, D.C. for a few days, isn't it okay for me to eat all of the buffalo wings with all of the delicious hot sauces that I want?
What about the various meat sandwiches that they have? They've got the Al's pit beef kind of thing where you just got to stand there with a wide stance so you don't dribble down on your chin. It's basically beef and just rolls that are dipped in the actual au jus of the beef itself. Plus, I want to put that on top of a deep dish pizza and then have fries that are also covered with cheese. I don't know, that's just a different thing, but that's something I want.
I'm okay with that.
You think I'm allowed to do that?
You're allowed to do it.
Nice.
Who's coming to Chicago with us? That is the question. 800-636-1067. Make note. Pre-game shows live from Wrigley. The Grant and Danny radio program live from the Windy City. We are going on the road with the Nats. You are listening to The Fan.
Speaking of wind, great way to keep the wind out, GP. New windows from Window Nation. You did it. I did it. Thousands of people around this area have done it. You know why? Because they are the best at what they do. And they're kicking off this season with a deal that you cannot beat. 2 windows free for every 2 you buy. You buy 4, you get 4. You buy 8, you get 8. You get it. There's no minimum or maximum purchase. The deals are only great, though, if you've got that winning team backing you up, and Win Donation does. They're the best, Jerry, the best.
Yeah, we knew about the buy-two-get-two deal. We knew that there was no interest being paid until 2019. Did you know that those old windows that are costing you money might actually be worth something? That they'll pay you $50 for each of your old windows that they take out of your house? Win Donation right now has as good a deal as we've told you about in the couple of years we've been working with them on Grant and Danny. This is a deal you should take advantage of. Like I did, like Danny did. WinDonation.com. WinDonation.com. Call them. 866-90-NATION.
Tell them Grant and Danny sent you a WinDonation for your home because it's where you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.